My name's Roger Lansink. We're located in southwest Sac County, Iowa, and we have a certified organic operation here. We grow mostly corn, soybeans, barley, some field peas at times, alfalfa, and we have a cow-calf operation, and we also raise some turkeys. We got into organics back in 1995, and prior to that, we'd been reading articles about people out in Pennsylvania with the Rodale Institute and that sort of thing, got us interested in the whole concept of it. And then we met area farmers that were already started into organic farming, and we just kind of figured, you know, if they can do it, we can do it. And so we got really enthused about it. Healthy crops and productive crops begins with the soil and the soil health. And so if your soil is in poor shape and not very healthy, the crops being produced are probably not going to be as good as well. So we started working at it from very right away then that way. The main area, especially in an organic operation, is you need a good sound crop rotation and rotating crops, working in green manures and this sort of thing. The rotation does several different things. You follow certain crops with other crops so you can enhance the productivity from the crop ahead of it, will enhance the productivity of the following crop. And then when you work in the soil, organic green manures, then that feeds the biology in the soil, which in turn helps feeds the plant. Then we also use livestock manure to supplement that. Some of the disadvantages we have versus a conventional operation is we cannot use chemicals to terminate a green manure crop or a cover crop. So we have to use tillage, and tillage can be bad. And so we try to minimize that tillage as much as possible, but still do the job. And so we try to incorporate that green manure as close to planting the next crop or the following crop, so we have the soil disturbed for a short amount of time. The soil health is improving dramatically. We're finding out that the tillage, the negative effects of the tillage is not as bad as what it was before when we came out of a conventional system into the organic system. So our soils are loosening up. They're becoming more compatible to what we're doing. And so the fertility level is coming up. The color, the texture of the soil is changing. And so we're seeing all kinds of benefits. I would encourage all farmers, no matter what style of operation you have, to pay attention to soil health. Soil conservation is extremely important, not just to our generation, but to other generations that follow us, because they have to have something to produce food with too. So I think we need to be more conservative, and we need to produce food for the world. I understand that, we need to do that. But we can also preserve the soil for future generations.